Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end. All these things.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Divinico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Money Hunt, co-author of that book, 27 Rules for Creating and Growing a Breakaway Business. Is that still in print, or am I get the last one, Cliff?
Okay, well, this book is actually not in print, but you can still get
copies,
believe it or not. It's very popular. I always see copies on eBay, alibris.com.
Yeah. You
know, that's a used
It's a good one. Site. It's an outstanding one. I read some of it. He just gave me my copy on Friday, and I've already spent some time in it, so congratulations.
Well, basically, it's basically a collection of the stories of 27 entrepreneurs that were on our Money Hunt show.
Yep.
You know, back in the 1990s.
Back in the day when you were on the television. Yep.
And while some of the business models may no longer be around, the lessons that these entrepreneurs teach are still every bit as valid today as they were back then.
Yep.
So it's a rarity. You may even find some autographed copies up there, and you can see what I look like back in the day when I had hair and all that stuff. Yeah.
We won't talk about that. And two and three, a couple of dress sizes smaller too, right? Right, Cliff?
So to speak. Yes.
Hey, Cliff. One of the things you've written about recently and that I've been talking about and writing about as well is how the marketplace has changed and how that's changed the workplace.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, and it's something I wrote a column on this recently. I called it the jobless economy. That's not a new term, of course. You heard that from some other folks. But I think it's getting extreme now. Because what I'm starting to see now in the marketplace, Jim, I think you're seeing too, is a lot of the low-level service jobs that we all thought would never be taken over by technology are starting to be taken over by technology.
Yep.
So, for example, there's a local restaurant here where there are no waiters or waitresses. You go in there, you sit at the table, and there's a couple of iPad, type devices.
They got those at LaGuardia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
What you do is you type in your order. There's one person there who brings the stuff over to you. The tipping is automatic. It's an automatic X percent. And you can even split the tab, right there with whoever you're having dinner with, and it's mathematically accurate. So as a result, this restaurant can only do with one or two wait staff. The entire restaurant, there's about 60, 70 seats. So this is a portent, I think, of trends to come. The technology revolution that has already eaten away so many middle management jobs in corporate America, that's an old story, we know about that, is now reaching down into the blue-collar realm to the point where you really wonder if there is going to be a market for unskilled labor in the United States in the next 10, 20, 15, 20
years. But then the question is, what is a skill? See, that's the other question, right?
That's exactly right.
But there are a couple of things that are involved here. That we have to point out. One of them is technology, one of them is public policy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, people would rather go to a restaurant and be waited on by human beings. The atmosphere of a restaurant is busyness, right? People are buzzing around and taking care of things. That's all part of the theater, right? And the food coming out on trays, we all like that. The smelling, all that stuff. Well, part of this is technology, but the technology... Part of the technology, Cliff, is a reaction to efficiency, and part of the technology is a reaction to public policy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more the government does things to cause small business owners to have more headache by employing people, the more we're going to gravitate towards technology. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, Cliff, we didn't have those options.
Mm-hmm.
20, 30 years ago, if you said to a small business owner, we're going to raise minimum wage, what do you think? They'd hold up a cross in front of me. They'd want to drive a stake through the heart of that policy, right? They hate that. Today, if you ask a small business owner about that, they're kind of ambivalent about it because they know they have other options.
And they can always cut back a worker or two. Exactly.
So my point is that part of this problem, folks, in my opinion, this jobless economy, part of it has to be laid at the foot of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. We've made employees extremely expensive in this
country. Regulations, minimum wage, Obamacare is another good example.
Mm-hmm.
Look what Obamacare has done.
Taxes are outrageous in this country.
Yes.
You know, a couple of years ago, I looked into hiring an assistant, Jim, and I wanted to pay, you know, $30,000 a year. And I did the calculations. I would have had to pay this guy, or person, $55,000 to get to net out at $30,000 that he could take home and spend with his family.
Yeah.
That's kind of, it's almost twice as much as
And that probably didn't that probably didn't include health care, did it?
No, it didn't include any of that.
No,
no benefits, no nothing.
Hey, see,
the old rule of thumb, the rule of thumb these days, Jim, and I tell this to people, is that when you're looking to hire your first employee, the total cost of that employee, including health care, overhead, whatever, is at least three times the base salary that you're paying that employee, at least three times. And that is way, way too expensive.
And then there's another thing that's going on now, Cliff, and you probably are aware of this. More and more of what we just described is not just happening on Main Street, it's happening in the big corporations. Because they've downsized, and they're pushing a lot of their work out into contracts to small businesses.
That's right.
But more recently, those corporations have been spending their money, investing their money in the financial markets instead of in the economy, and that means fewer contracts are coming to small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's putting an impact on the jobs.
You know, it is. I'll tell you, Jim, it's a brave new world we're living in, but you're really kind of wondering, too, what the long-term impacts are on this, because there is a lot of unskilled labor in the, in these United States.
That's right.
You know, what is someone with a high school diploma or a liberal arts college diploma or a community college degree that's not technical, of course?
Right.
If you're in the technology sphere, whole different ballgame.
Right.
Let's say you graduate with a degree in English or something.
Right.
Where are you going to go? I mean, today you can work at a bookstore, you can work as a waiter. There are jobs, they're not exciting jobs, but you can do them. In 5 to 10 years, those jobs are probably not going to exist. Those jobs are going to be automated.
Maybe
and
because...
Something I've learned the hard way. You cannot flirt with an iPad.
That's exactly... And does your wife...
Now I know that.
Does your wife know about that? My wife won't let me flirt, Cliffy. Hold on to that thought. Cliff Inigo, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blyson, Game 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.